You're listening to Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. I'd like to share with you this morning the poetry of Ibn al-Mubarak, rahimahumullah, with regards to sin and disobedience. What did he say in this regard? He says, رَأَيْتُ الذُّنُوبَ تُمِيتُ الْقُلُوبَ وَقَدْ يُورِثُ الظُّلَّ إِدْمَانُهَا وَتَرْكُ الذُّنُوبِ حَيَاتُ الْقُلُوبِ وَخَيْرٌ لِنَفْسِكَ عِسْيَانُهَا. He says that I've seen that sins causes the heart to die, and it leads to the person who commits the sins consistently and all the time, that person becomes disgraced. And giving up sin is really bringing your heart to life, and it is always better to disobey your nafs. It is always better to disobey your nafs. That is the effect of sin. And undoubtedly, there is a darkness that comes over the heart of a person when one involves oneself in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The verse of the Quran says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى قَالَ رَبِّ لِمَ حَشَرْتَنِي أَعْمَى وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. In Surah Taha, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in verse number 144, whoever turns away from the remembrance of Allah, whoever turns away from Allah, whoever turns away from the obedience of Allah, then that person will have a constrained and restricted life in this world. And we shall resurrect that person blind. And the person will say, Oh my Rabb, why did you resurrect me blind when I was amongst those who could see? So this is the punishment for that person who turns away from the remembrance of Allah, who turns away from the obedience of Allah. Yet on the other end, in Surah An-Nahl, in verse number 97, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises those who engage in the obedience of Allah a beautiful life in this world. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. Whoever does good deeds, male or female, while believing in Allah, Allah says, we will certainly grant this person a hayatun tayyibah, a pure life in this world. And that is the benefit of the obedience of Allah. That Allah says, وَلِلَّهِ الْعِزَّةُ وَلِرَسُولِ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Honor belongs to Allah and the believers and His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam. However, those who disobey Allah, وَجُعِلَ الظُّلُّ وَالصَّغَارُ عَلَىٰ مَنْ خَالَفَ أَمْرِي. The Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah has made, Allah has stipulated, Allah has ordained disgrace and humiliation for those who challenge my command, who challenge my instructions, who challenge my way, who oppose my way in any way whatsoever. We need to at all times reflect very deeply on that and realize that everything has its consequences. Good deeds has its consequences, which is a positive one, and evil deeds also has its consequences, which is a bad and evil of the consequences of evil deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to remain constant and consistent in His obedience and save us from His disobedience at all times. It's 26 minutes past 6.